It's time to talk sport now, and I'm joined by Jim Gales from Scottish Disability Golf and Curling. We're going to look at some events coming up next year and, of course, encouraging new members to get involved. But, Jim, you've been busy quite recently as well with the curling.
We've just finished a four-day curling championship. We were based at various venues around the east of Fife and east of Scotland. And what's happened, we had four teams made up of disabled people with all sorts of disabilities, from MS to sight problems to blind to amputees, playing this new championship. And we had people from England, from Ireland, from the Northern Ireland, and we had a great time, and the new champions have just been crowned.
Is it becoming a more popular sport then for people with sight loss? Is it easy to take up?
Yeah, I think the best thing about it for blind or vision impaired people is that it's a fixed distance between the point where you stand and where you would like the stone to stop. So getting the feel for the ice and the feel for the weight of the stone, whether you're delivering by hand or by cue, whether, you know, maybe if you can't get down on your knee or whatever, you can deliver in a standing position. So getting the feel of that, throwing the stone that distance, is a good thing for blind and vision impaired, because once you've got that, you're fairly good. It's just a case then of a slight tweak here and there for direction and such like. So blind and vision impaired people would be advantaged in that particular situation.
When we spoke at the beginning, Jim, when you were starting the curling, it was quite limited in the numbers of people and the rinks and so on. But it sounds as if over the years now that has steadily grown.
Yeah, this particular competition that we've finished recently has just been a perfect example of that. The two teams that were in the final, for example, they had a good split of people who were going along brand new to the sport. They were all, you know, finding out how to stand up safely on the ice with the grippers and such like, because it's almost impossible to slip and fall down when you've got those things on. You're never going to do that unless you try to do some somersaults or something before that. But we had established curlers there. We had international players and, as I say, brand new people. And it was great to get everybody involved. It was a good bit of banter. And as I say, all four countries are involved. We played at three venues which have really accepted us and brought us on board. And the SDGC's now welcomed at all these places. So we've been down to Edinburgh, down at Murrayfield. We were across at Stirling at the new Curling Academy. We're at Kinross. We've had other competitions in other places, but those were the three. And over the 4 days of the championship, I think we played 13 rounds, 13 competitions. And the winners, the team champions for 2021, there was two from Scotland and two from England. So it was a good spread of abilities and disabilities and, well, champions.
Indeed. We will give some contact details very soon, Jim, if people want to find out more. Let's look ahead, though, to next year, because you've got some more events coming up. And I suppose, you know, you begin to the golfing season as well.
Indeed. We start the golf at the end of March next year, but we've got three majors next year. We've got a brand new one coming up. Towards the end of the year, in September, we'll have the British Open once again up at Strathmore. And that's going to be, well, this year we had 73 people teeing off on day one, so it's a good turnout for that. In August, we'll be down for the Phoenix Cup, which is the Disabled Rider Cup. That's going to be Forest of Arden in Birmingham. So that's spreading out, spreading its wings, if you like, for the Phoenix. And we've got a brand new one in May, and that's going to be at Elmwood Golf Club, and that's the British Masters. It's a 54-hole competition, and we're going to have a hub there as well, so the new guys can come along and get some lessons and stuff like that, but they can watch what's going on with the established international players, no less. So there's plenty of opportunity there for people to come along and see what's happening.
And people can come along for the very first time if they've never, you know, picked up a golf club before. Again, you know, if you're looking at people who are blind or partially sighted, it's probably not a game they think that they could actually take up.
This is it. I mean, I suppose it doesn't matter who you are. There's always a little bit of apprehension about something brand new. But hopefully we've got a good set of professionals and a good set of people that will go along, and they don't have to take it up straight away. They can go along and just see what happens, give it a little trial, have a cup of tea and a coffee, and just meet a few of the guys first. And then maybe the next time they'll want to come along and get a specific lesson from a golf professional or an ice coach, and just go and give it a try, really. That's all that's, you know, there's no point in diving into it and getting all the equipment, all the clubs and all the delivery sticks for the ice and spending a small fortune when you might not like the game in 2 months' time.
And do you still provide support to people to come along and get those lessons and take part?
Yeah, they can come along. We provide a £100 grant across the board at the moment. There's a slight change next year. We're introducing more people in, maybe two or three, four or five people in the one group, which we'll find works a little bit better when people can come along with a pal or a friend or a guide and things like that. So that's a little change, but that's generally a level of support is not going to change at all. We're still going to be there to encourage them to come along and give it a go.
Jim, almost out of time, but if people would like to learn more about Scottish disability golf and curling, perhaps even have a go, even if it is for the very first time, how do they get more info? How do they get in touch?
The best two solutions to get in touch with SDGC is one, to give us a phone, and the number is 07903 596 552, or the old-fashioned website number. They can get in touch via that, and that's at scottishdisabilitygc.org.uk.
Jim, great to chat with you as always. Let's hope more people do get involved and have a go at the sports. And thank you for joining us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great stuff, Alan. Thanks for the opportunity.